long time ago.
You're talking my age, Jerry. How about those at home watching? How you doing? Or thumbs up in the comments. Hey, guess what? Got a question for you. Y'all like questions, right? Question is, when was the last time that you went through something and God didn't answer your prayer? When was the last time that we prayed something and God didn't answer our prayer? I don't know about you, but sometimes it happens almost every day. Depending on what we're praying. Because, you know, we got that human side in us that wants those prayers answered like that. Actually, we would prefer they answer before we even ask. Amen. We prefer God to take care of them and in his readiness go, oh, you ain't got to even worry about praying. I'm going to take care of that. But we know God don't work that way, does he? Amen. We got to take our prayers to God. But some of us have had problems. We've taken a prayer. We've prayed something to God. We've asked him to do something. Might be something. It might be a healing. Might be a job. Might be a wife, a husband, a family. We've asked him for something, and he hadn't answered. He didn't answer it. And we get mad at him, don't we? How many of us have ever got mad at God and said, if you can't answer my prayer, I ain't going to your house. If you can't answer my prayer, I ain't going to hang out with you. If you can't answer my prayer, I ain't going to read my Bible. If you can't answer my prayer, I definitely ain't taking my family to church with me. How many of y'all have been there? How many of y'all know somebody that has? Amen. Those at home, give me an amen. Or a comment. But ain't it wonderful that we still got a God that we trust irrevocably with our prayers? Because most of the time, even when we get mad and we storm out of the house and say stuff like that, most of the time, the next time we have an issue, where do we go? Back to that prayer. Back to God going, hey, I know you didn't take care of that last one, but how can you take care of this one? Well, how many of y'all know that sometimes God's answer to your prayer is hold up. Hang on. Or that other word that we don't like to hear, wait a minute. Oh, I don't know about you, but I do not like wait. If I ask for something, I want it to be done then. I don't want to be done a month from now, 3 years from now. How many of y'all ever waited for a prayer to be answered for over 3 years? It happens, don't it? But we got to have enough belief and love and trust in God to know that no matter what we're asking for in those prayers, if he says wait, he has answered. Yeah. Because a lot of us go, oh, he didn't answer me. He never said anything. Exactly. He said wait. That is his answer. You didn't get a yes or a no like you wanted. You didn't get an audible anything. But God still answered the prayer by telling you, chill out. Get Ronnie out of the way. Hang on, something else better is coming down the road. How many of y'all have ever prayed for somebody to get healing? To get physically healed. I'll get that word out. And God didn't answer. Or he said, okay. And takes him away. Amen. Because sometimes that is his healing for the person we're praying for. Amen. It's not always our want, because if we got what we wanted, we'd have everybody here with us until he comes back, I guess. Because we don't want anybody to die, do we? We love them too much. So we pray for them, and God says, all right. And we pray, and we always pray, or we should always be praying, that in God's will be done. Whatever the prayer is, that it's God's will, not ours. Amen. And some of those times, God's will is to take that person out of our lives. And we go, oh, hold up. I don't like it. He never said yes or no, but he took them. So he actually did say yes or no. He answered the prayer one way or another. Amen. Even though it hurt our hearts, it hurt our minds, it hurt our emotions,
when he took the person we were praying for, but he still didn't answer.
But a lot of times we'll be like, he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything to help when I was praying for so-and-so, for Brother Bobby, Brother Johnny, Brother Matthew. I'm trying to think of some more names. I got some female names, too, I could throw in there. But we always want to say, he didn't do anything. He didn't answer my prayer. Amen.
Because our prayer was whatever our heart wanted.
Even though we were praying for God's will to be done. Amen. So I got a question for you. How many of y'all believe in the power of prayer? How many of y'all believe in the power of prayer? How about those watching at home? You believe in the power of prayer? Give me an amen in the comments.
Because I don't know about you,
but our Bible tells us this. All things are possible with God. Amen. It don't say all things are possible. Amen. It says all things are possible with God. Not without God, but with God. Amen. We've seen God miraculously answer prayers for us and other people that we've had prayed with. We've seen Him miraculously heal a person of cancer or whatever. Miraculously restore a marriage that was falling apart. Amen. That's a miraculous prayer answer. And we're looking at it going, whoa, that's crazy. That's crazy. But we believed in the power of prayer and brought it to Him. Amen. There's good news. Prayer is powerful. Ultimate humble prayer of a righteous man is powerful. And a force that Satan really cannot deal with. Amen. In Joshua 10, Joshua prayed, the sun stand still. Hey, it did. It hung out, didn't it? Whew, for a long time. Amen. We might be praying again for a close friend's marriage, but they get divorced anyway. Amen. In 1 Kings 18, Elijah called fire from heaven to fall on the false prophets, didn't he? We might have friends that we've known that got sick with COVID. We prayed they get restored. We prayed they get physically better, but they died from it. Amen. How many of y'all know somebody that has died from COVID? Amen. In Daniel 6, Daniel faced the death penalty, didn't he? He was hanging out in a lion's den with a pretty hungry lion. I'd say his life was going to come short, wasn't it? And what happened? God miraculously put that lion on the diet. Said, I ain't hungry. I ain't going to eat him. Daniel got saved from the lion. Amen. We might have prayed the sporting event go good. We might have prayed for good sportsmanship. How many of y'all know football games or other basketball, whatever sport it is, sometimes can end in not good sportsmanship. A couple weeks ago, Michigan State was ending a game. They were running out the tunnel, and apparently they have video of a few Michigan State players throwing haymakers with their helmets and everything at the Michigan players after the game. But I guarantee you, whoever the kids' parents are, the school officials, before the game, they prayed for good sportsmanship. But fights broke out. We got Satan trying to run amok all around us. Amen. We just got to realize that when we pray, God will answer to His will, to His glory. Amen. Powerful. Prayer is powerful. But guess what? It can be confusing. It can be confusing. Amen. Jesus in John 14. First scripture today is the book of John, chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. NIV version. John 14, 13 and 14. Give me an amen when you're there with me. Give me an amen at home or a thumbs up if you're there. John 14, 13 and 14. In your favorite hard Bible, book, tablet, phone, however you want to get to it. But it says this. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I'll do it. Whew. That is pretty powerful, isn't it? That is pretty powerful. But also in the same time, when you read that, it can be a little bit confusing. Amen? Because it does say anything. Anything in my name, and I'll do it. But we know that if we ask something that's not in God's line, in God's will, He's not going to answer that. He's not going to do it, is He? So it does kind of, it's powerful, but a little bit of confusing in there. Amen? What happens when you ask God? We know He can. We know He can take care of it, don't we? We know He should take care of it. Amen? Especially with that scripture right there. But then what happens when He doesn't? We get mad at Him, don't we? We want to beat up our father. We want to beat up Abba. Can't believe you left me out on that lurch and didn't do what I wanted you to do. Amen? We think something's wrong, don't we? We think something's wrong. We think God's not listening. We think God's bad at us. We think God don't care about us. When it goes through and we ask for those prayers and they don't get answered. Amen? So that's your title today. Why didn't God answer my prayer? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, as always, Lord, I ask You, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, use You, or use You through me, Lord. Your word spoken, not mine, Jesus. Lord, we ask You, just open our heart, mind, and soul to the message and the blessing that You have for us today, Lord. About what we should do when You don't answer, or we feel like You don't answer our prayers. Lord, we ask You to be with us for the rest of the service. Amen. We got to have an understanding. We got to have a good understanding of what the true nature of God is and the purpose of prayer. It's hard for us to grasp sometimes, isn't it? Especially with some of the scriptures. We're not the main character of the story when we get out on that end. Amen. But guess what? We aren't the main character of the story. God is. Amen? God doesn't exist to serve us. He doesn't exist to serve me. He doesn't exist to serve you. It's the other way around. We exist to serve God. We exist to serve Him. So the purpose of prayer isn't to get God to do our will. The purpose of the prayer is to know God more closely, so we can do His will. Amen. God isn't our spiritual Santa Claus. Amen. He's not meant to answer everything we bring to Him. Every petition we bring to Him. It don't matter if you're a good girl or a good boy. Don't matter what you want. Don't matter if you cuss. Don't matter if you flip out, lose your brain. Don't matter if you lose your church attendance streak. Don't matter if you should get a lump of coal. Amen. God isn't our spiritual Santa Claus. He's not our drive-through God. He's not just to be used as a drive-through. When we have a need for something, and that's when we ask Him. Amen. But we should be praying to Him every day, constantly, without ceasing. So that we don't have that drive-thru experience. That'd be like a McDonald's guy. You only go to him when you get a little bit hungry. Amen? That's not what he's for, is it? We press a button. Some of the ordering places now. We place our order. We get what we want. With food. Not with God. Amen? God loves us so much more than to be just a part-time God for us. A part-time spirituality for us. Amen. God's not a button to be pushed. He's a relationship to be pursued. So again, the purpose of prayer isn't to get God to do our will or my will. The purpose of prayer is for us to know God so He can do His will through us. Amen. And in that verse, Jesus is saying, do any anything I ask. But why didn't he? Why didn't he do any? Why didn't he do anything? Amen. We got to study and interpret the entire Bible, not just certain scriptures, not just pre-made, pre-selected, plucked for us ourselves. We got to understand the whole entirety of the Bible. Amen. We can't come to what the social world and some of the Christian world is coming to now in that part-time Christianity as part-time scripture. Going, reading an entire verse and picking out what part of it we like, what part of it we don't like. Amen. If it's in there, it's truth. Whether we like it or not. And that's the way we should be living. Not plucking it out of context. Because who wrote it? Who wrote it? God wrote it through people, didn't he? We got to use the Bible to interpret the Bible. The entirety of the Bible. So why didn't God answer your prayer? Why didn't he answer my prayer? Sometimes we don't know, do we? We don't have a clue. In reality, why he may not ask or answer a prayer that we may ask. But I'm going to give you four scriptures that could be possible reasons for you. Maybe we have a broken relationship. Maybe we have issues with inside ourselves. Amen. In Mark 11, have faith in God. If we say to a mountain, it's moved, isn't it? If we say it to a sea, it's done. Amen. Mark 11, 24 and 25 says this. Therefore, I tell you, whether you ask for it, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. And what Jesus seems to be saying in that is that our relationships with others matter when we pray. Amen. We have to have good relationships with each other when we pray. Kind of makes sense, don't it? We got problems in our house. We got broken relationships. We got kids yelling back and forth. We got them staying up too late. We got to stay in a friend's house. Going out to movies that they probably shouldn't be going to. So when we pray, we have to make sure that we don't have anything against anyone else. Can't have a broken relationship and get answers with God's prayers. Amen. Our relationships with other people impact our relationships with God. Matt 5, 23 and 24 says this. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there, remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, it says, first, go and be reconciled with them, to them. Then come and offer your gift. Our relationships with other people affect our relationship with God. Amen. He wants us to not have any odds with each other when we come to prayer to Him. When we come with offerings to Him. Amen. 1 Peter 3:7 says this. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives. Treat them with respect as a weaker partner and as heirs with you in His gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Again, our relationships with each other affect our relationships with God. If we're married, even if we're dating, we're having problems in that relationship, we need to make sure that we correct those before we start praying to God, before we bring everything to God, so that nothing will hinder what we ask God for. Amen. Why didn't God answer your prayer? It might be a broken relationship. Amen. Second thing is this. Maybe you have wrong motives. How many of y'all ever prayed to God to get something you knew you wanted? Whether it was actually in the Bible or not. Whether it was actually biblical or not. You wanted something so bad that you just said, hey, well, I just pray to God to get it. And God said, you're crazy. You're crazy. You can't have none of that. Amen. Yeah. Kind of like the Pharisees. They're praying with the wrong motives. Pharisees were doing what? They prayed to be seen. Amen. They didn't pray to have that true relationship with God. We might pray, God, please bless my business. Bless my workers, my job, whatever. But we're not willing to tithe whatever we should be given. Amen? We got the wrong motives. We want blessed with more worldly stuff. But then when we get it, we don't want to take that worldly stuff like we should and give it to God like we should. Amen? We might have hair thicker. Might be dyed instead of white like mine. We might have our nails longer. Amen. When our income's higher. Amen. But glory to God, we're in the wrong motive. We're in it to be seen. Amen. Look at my new car. Look at my new boat. Look at my new house. How many of y'all know, how many of y'all been like that? Amen. We want to be seen, don't we? We want to be accepted. We're in it for the wrong motives. If we ask for it in God's will, amen, it will be given to us as long as it is truly in His will. Amen. So maybe we got a broken relationship. Maybe we got wrong motives. Third thing is this. Maybe we don't believe God will actually do it. Maybe we don't have full faith in it, that He will actually answer those prayers. I don't know about you, but I've had times that I've come to Him in prayer and thought what I was praying and was like, there's no way in the world that He can do that. There's no way in the world that He will do that. Amen? And guess what? If we come lacking like that, it will hinder Him answering our prayers. In Mark 9, you got a boy that's possessed, can't talk. Foams, thrashes. Fire and water. Dad asked his disciples to drive it out. Get it out. But they couldn't, could they? They couldn't. Where was their faith? Mark 9:22-24 says this. It is often thrown. Hang on, let me start that over. It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us if you can. If you can, said Jesus. Everything is possible for one who believes. And immediately the boy's father exclaimed, we talked about this the other day, didn't we? I do believe. Help him. Help him. We got moments when our faith is weak, don't we? I know, hey, that is not, when you're a pastor in church leadership, you're not exempt from those thoughts. You're not exempt from those feelings. Amen? We still go through moments when our faith is weak and we get tired of the walk, don't we? But if we believe, if we get back to the belief that God can do anything, like casting out the demon from the boy, amen, we get back to believing that God can do it. Whatever the cost or issue or item is that we're bringing to Him. And I don't know about you, but we've seen God heal blindness. We've seen God heal terminal diseases. Amen. And me in this category, I've seen God heal the worst, which was me. Amen. Save the worst. We've seen Him deal when we've prayed for specific terminal illnesses. Amen. God's able to take control. As long as we believe in it. As long as we believe that He can do it. Amen. And we're in our right motives when we pray. God can physically, spiritually address any illness here on this earth. Amen. It might be tricky, but it's important. Our faith matters. Because without faith, nothing in God is possible. Amen? Everything is impossible if we don't have faith that God can take care of everything. And will do it. Amen? Over and over again, according to our faith, will it be done to us. Your faith has healed us. Amen? Matthew 9:22. Bleeding for 12 years. She was healed by her faith. Amen. Her faith has saved us. In Luke 7:50, the immoral woman was saved by Jesus. The two blind men, what happened? We just talked about that. We've seen it here physically. We've seen it happen here on earth while we've been here. But back then, two blind men. Jesus said, what? Do you believe? Do you believe for your healing? Amen. Matthew 9:29-30 says, according to your faith, let it be done to you. And their sight was restored. Amen. Not waiting. They didn't have to wait, did they? God's answer wasn't wait for them. It was, believe, do it now. It's done. Amen. How many of y'all know God can still do that today? He can still heal miraculously and save in the immediacy as long as we have enough faith. Amen. So our faith matters, don't it? Whether we're wanting prosperity, whether we're wanting a faith healing. Amen. Sometimes some people say name it and claim it. Sometimes that might go down the wrong road in a prosperity gospel, so we ain't going to look at it that way. But think about it. If we believe enough, name and claim whatever physical issue we need, whatever friends, problems we have, we can name them and claim them in Jesus' name and pray them. That's the main thing. We can't name it and claim it if we don't pray it, can we? That's why our faith matters. My relationships are good. I have the right motives. I certainly have faith. When I pray, guess what? God still didn't answer my prayer. Guess what? There is still something else. There is still something else. Even if we have everything lined up in our relationships, if we have the right motives, and we have our certain faith, God may still not answer our prayer. Amen? Because the other thing is this. Maybe God has something different for you. Amen? Whatever we might be praying, maybe God has something different. Maybe He's saying, whoa, hold on a second. Wait. This is a true wait period. We don't want to hear that, do we? Whatever we ask for in prayer, that's what we want. And an answer for it. We don't want Him to change it up, does He? We don't want Him to say, oh wait, hold on, I got something better for you. A lot of times we cut our better off by saying, oh no, I don't want anything else, I just want that. But in 1 John 5:14-15 says this. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of Him. The Apostle Paul was called thorn flesh. He had some problems, didn't he? You might know people that's got eye problems. Malaria, migraines, epilepsy, speech disimpairments. Sometimes they've pleaded for God for 3 or more years, 3 long seasons. And he hadn't answered him yet. He still hadn't answered him yet. But he preached gospel 30 years in every major city in the Mediterranean basin. He was shipwrecked, he was beaten, he was stoned, he was in prison. He wrote 1/3 of the New Testament. He wrote a lot of verses that you see on coffee mugs and shirts nowadays. My grace is sufficient for you. Amen. His power was perfect in weakness. God had something better for him, didn't he? God had something better for him. And you might be sitting out there going, help me get this house. Help me get this job. Help me marry this person I've been looking for. And in a moment, we may not like what we get and don't get. But over time, we got to realize God might have something different for us. He had something different for you. We just had to wait and see how much better it was than what we were trying to tie him into. Because what we were trying to tie him into was our will and not God's will. Amen? So sometimes, why do we even bother praying? We feel, well, God's just going to do whatever he wants. So we shouldn't even bother praying. But guess what? That's why we should bother praying. Because unless we bring those petitions to God, he's not going to know how badly we want that. Or how much we want to help somebody else in a certain way. The purpose of prayer isn't to get God to do our will. Again, purpose of prayer is to know God so we can do his will in our lives. And if his will is something different, that it's a different path than what we've been praying for, that our physical human carnality wants, that's all the better. Amen? We might have felt we've been in a prayer slump. Never doubted the power of prayer. But God showed us that he's heard our prayers. Amen. He's answered them sometimes down the road. And we look back and we're like, oh man, I didn't think he heard that one. I didn't think he answered that one. But it comes to pass in the future, in that wait moment. Amen. Not in our instant moments that we want it all to be. So we got to believe God can. We got to believe God will. And guess what? Even if he doesn't, we got to still believe in our Lord and Savior and the mightiness in his power. Amen? Because again, to close this out, purpose of prayer isn't to get God to do our will. Purpose of prayer is to know him, to know God, and do his will for our lives. As we come for a final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, for your blessing, your word spoken, and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I ask you, you open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to the blessing that you have for us and the message, Lord, about when we feel like you don't answer our prayers, Lord. Lord, that we may be in those holding patterns, Lord. Lord, that we may be in those situations, Lord, where we're looking at it going in the carnal mind, going, our will, our will, our will. May May you bless each one of us, Lord, with a smack upside the head each time we feel that way, Lord. And smack us and just tell us, remind us again, Lord, that it's not about our will, Lord, it's about yours, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to be with us, Lord, as we go throughout the week. Lord, may you bring somebody to us, Lord, that we can tell about your mercy, your grace, Lord, and your love, Lord. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. Please stand with us.